Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. This week, it's all about buy five and get five free when you buy 10 mix and match participating items. Here are just a few. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Pepsi, or Smartwater beverages of various sizes. 16-count fresh baked cookies and pint-sized Ben & Jerry's ice cream, as well as 6 mega or 12 double rolls of Signature Select soft and strong bath tissue and 6 rolls of Brightly paper towels selected varieties. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Don't bug me during the big game. That is my motto. So the fact that you want to go on a first date to go watch the Super Bowl blows my mind.
I didn't necessarily say I want to go on a first date. I think it's potentially a good idea, though.
I think it's a terrible idea.
Why?
Because you're watching the game. It's like going to the movie theaters. You're not going to talk. And if you are going to talk, I don't care what your favorite color is while I'm trying to watch the game.
It's high risk, high reward. Here's why it is high reward, though. What do I love most? You know I love football.
Gambling.
You know I love gambling. True. You know I love food. You know I love drink. So if you can watch the big game with me and relate to everything I'm doing that day, it is a fast track to success in a relationship, because that's my biggest, the most fun I have and the biggest problems I have.
I'm glad you brought up the food, because that's another aspect. I don't want to go on a first date and see him see me trying to get down on wings. Like, that's not, there's no ladylike way to eat wings. I'm not using a fork and knife. Like, I'm getting dirty.
If you get some wings and some beer in you, I'm more attracted to you than ever. If you're screaming at the TV when, you know, Saquon Barkley runs that first down to ice the game and they can take a knee and Philadelphia win, I'm down with you. Yes, I'm absolutely down. Now, it's a huge risk, I know, because if it doesn't go well, your Super Bowl experience is ruined.
Well, that, and, like, I don't know, for me, Super Bowls, again, I'm married, so it's kind of different, but it's always about going to parties and things like that. Like, I wouldn't think like, oh, let me skip out on my friend's party or my family member's party because I'm going to go on a date instead.
Well, I'm not saying that either. You can bring him. I'm thinking having a companion, a first date with you wherever you go watch, if it's a family
party. That's even more awkward. No. Come meet all my friends on our first date and we're going to drink and watch a football game together?
I don't care. I'm 38 years old. I don't have too much time to waste. So it's like, let's get a hurry on here. I think it's a good idea.
Let's take the temperature of the IE then. Okay. What do you think? Going to watch the Super Bowl for a first date, is that a good idea or a bad idea?
Weigh in. 888-431-3764. It's Kelly and Guy and K-Frog. Finding love during the big game. Kelly's in absolute disbelief that I think going on a first date during the big game is actually a good idea.
I just don't, I don't know. I wouldn't be a fan. I think if a guy asked me out, was like, hey, let's go watch a game. I don't think it's a good time to get to know somebody because I want to watch a game. I don't want to talk to you. And I'm going to be eating, drinking, probably not going to see me at my best.
You're going to see me at my best and you're going to see me in my element. And if you can relate to it, we might have a connection. Having said that, there is a risk it could be a disaster and the game's wasted.
Good morning. Who's this?
This is Nicole, and I want to tell Guy he's absolutely right.
Oh,
I thought you were about to criticize me.
My first day with my husband was going to his father's birthday party, and I met the entire family that day, all the friends, and we talked and talked and talked all the ride home. We've been together now for 35 years, so it works.
Okay, so meeting the friends and family up front works. But what about, like, the Super Bowl, though? Are you a fan of watching football?
I am a fan of football. And if you'll yell, scream, and cuss at the screen right along with me, we're good.
That's exactly my point. That's exactly my point. You're going to see me in my most real element. And if you can relate to that, yep, we might have a connection.
Drop a few F-bombs at the refs, and we're good.
I like that.
I want to go on a date with her.
562 weighing in on this says, my husband invited me to a Super Bowl party after only 5 months of dating. I was so uncomfortable because I didn't know anybody there at the party, but 19 years later, we're still going to the same Super Bowl party together.
Success. Congratulations. It does happen. 909's with you, though. I think it's a bad idea. No part of the date will be about getting to know each other, and Guy will be so involved in the game, he might forget who the date is.
See, yeah, and you want to make them feel comfortable, but you want to enjoy yourself. I don't know. What do you think about this? Going to watch a Super Bowl on a first date, is it a good idea or a bad idea?
888-431-3764. Weigh in. It's Kelly and Guy.
I can tell by the way that you're stirring the drink.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.